I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
In spite of the fact that we are making a difference, really, in the world through these programs, we're reducing the poverty rate, the number of deaths per day is being cut down, delivery is better, these programs are actually working. This issue of hunger and development assistance is not a high priority item among members of Congress and among our elected officials, I'm sorry to say. And probably the reason is that it's not a priority. The poor, the sick, the hungry, the aliens, people that Jesus talks a lot about, they don't have a big voice in the Congress. They don't necessarily get in to see the congressman. They don't have campaign PACs. They're not the greatest voters in the world. And they are the voiceless. And so I'm sorry to say, one of the big frustrating things to me about this whole issue that I have worked on for probably 35 years is that this is not a big issue with our elected officials. Yes, there are a couple that are interested in it, a couple senators, a couple U.S. House members, but overall, it's not a big issue.
Tony, I know one of the hallmarks of the Alliance to End Hunger is about building partnerships with corporations, nonprofits, universities, individuals, religious groups. You know, sometimes we are hesitant to align ourselves with other other people in partnerships. What would you say about maybe in this area? Where we align, where we sort of maintain our convictions.
I think if you're going to solve this problem of hunger, you got to bring everybody into the room. You know, the problem these days, whether it's hunger or crime or whatever it is, but take the issue of hunger. Hunger just doesn't belong with the government. It belongs with everybody. It belongs with the faith-based community. It belongs with businesses. It belongs with the nonprofits, it belongs with the universities. And we can learn a lot from businesses. The Alliance to End Hunger, we have a number of your corporations in your area, in your radio audience, that actually are members of the Alliance, you know, like Cargill and Mosaic and Monsanto. And we have a lot of large corporations and small corporations. They have a lot to contribute, and there's no reason to freeze them out. They are smart. They know logistics. They know agriculture. Everybody should come into the room and address this problem. This issue belongs to everybody.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.